Talking about the game is no game.
Stop. You're making me laugh so hard. What you're doing is so funny.
Tutcher and Rich.
You're on a roll. I am busting a gut. Ah.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Think about what the Spurs would do if they were dealing Kawhi Leonard. Look, LaMarcus Aldridge is 32 years old. He's got a guaranteed contract, fully guaranteed, through the end of next season, the last season of his deal, only partially guaranteed at $7 million per year. If you're the Spurs, you know Ginobili's gone and Parker's done, and you got a bunch of G-leaguers around these guys anyway. Mm-hmm. Don't you start thinking about rebooting the whole thing? And if you do, what team out there can offer the assets that Boston can? I've watched a lot of Jason Tatum over the course of this year. Jason Tatum is a transcendent offensive talent. Jason Tatum, at some point in his career, is going to average 25-plus points per game. He's that good on the offensive end of the floor. If Boston builds a package around Jason Tatum, that might be the best deal San Antonio could hope to get.
On the Sports Hub, we're touching Rich, Jason Tatum. What is he, eight points?
8 points. The whole team was awful last night.
You expect your leaders to carry the torch, not Marquise Morris.
Or Marcus Morris.
Whatever the hell his name is. All right, so this Kawhi Leonard trade has been floating around.
Yeah, it's been a situation down in San Antonio that I know the people down with the Spurs organization aren't really used to this kind of infighting and strangeness, and he said, she said, or he said, and this guy wants to play, and the doctors say that he should play, but he wants to get to other people. It's been completely a strange situation. I'm not used to the Patriots or the Spurs having this much disarray.
Right.
This was kind of a funny moment yesterday before the game. So Chris Mannix, he spoke out yesterday. You heard him right there. I think that was him on, I think it was one of the Fox shows. Speak for Yourself, the one that's got, not Shannon Sharp, the other guy, Chris Carter. And he was talking about a package that you could put together in order to get Kawhi Leonard to be a Celtic. So Chris Mannix was sitting with Tommy Heinsohn before the game. And what do you think Tommy Heinsohn's reaction was, Fred? It's just without me even, before I even play this clip, Chris Mannix talks about trading Jason Tatum in a package to get Kawhi Leonard. Let's just play a quick game. What does Tommy Heinsohn react
to? Tatum's the next Magic Johnson. He's the next Larry Bird. You can't get rid of Tatum.
Take a listen. This is Tommy
Heinsohn. The kid's going to be a Hall of Famer.
If we ever trade Tatum for Kawhi Leonard, I'm leaving town.
Wait. Come on. You wouldn't trade Tatum
for
Kawhi Leonard.
No.
We know what Kawhi is, though, right?
I don't care.
He's 26.
Yeah, he's 26, and he's got physical problems.
The physical stuff I need to check out.
All right.
But if he's physically healthy this offseason.
No way. No way.
All right, of course.
Him and Gorman are just so in love with anyone in a Celtics uniform. Again, I'll remind you. Gorman, who we consider a friend, and I value his opinion very much. What was it, Tony Allen?
No, it was Avery Bradley.
He said he wouldn't trade Avery Bradley for anyone short of LeBron James or Kevin Durant.
Oddly enough, they traded him for Marcus Morris, and it worked out well.
But just again, these guys, if you put on a Celtics uniform, their eyes roll back in their
Fred,
head.
Fred, you are looking at this. There's they don't feel that way.
Steamsma could end up with 40 points tonight. Find Steamsma.
That's right. I mean, listen.
That wasn't the best one.
That was a killer. That was the best one of all. I defy you to find a better one than that.
Arguably a top 10 player of all time.
Yes, not arguably. Is a top 10 player of all time. Get steam in the ball. Okay, he's had a couple more, and God, for some reason, I'm having a brain fart. The Steamsma one's the first one you think of.
You find me a better comparison, Steamsma to Bill Russell. Find me a better one than that.
Hang on. He's had a Larry Bird one before.
Yeah, but that's... Bird is great, but if you compare Greg Steamsma
no.
So to Bill Russell.
It wasn't Isaiah, because the Isaiah thing, that was, I understood, because the numbers were the same. I don't think that was
you
what
you can't find a better one than that one. Go look in the archives.
Yeah,
there is not
right.
A better one
well,
than
what
that.
About a,
okay. Hey, I took a look at Baines in the shower. He looks like all of Australia. He is really put together.
I'm talking about his unit.
Yeah.
yeah, I've seen him naked.
There's a lot of girls in Australia that are happy.
The whole thing.
I wouldn't want to follow him in a train.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming you mean the one that goes across the country.
Nah.
Yes. Okay. All right.
I meant sex train.
Okay, all right. I don't think that she really...
She'd find no pleasure after being
right,
with
me. Right, I understand.
Cooper has 5 offensive rebounds in this game. Don't bang the table.
I can't help it.
I'm sorry, I stepped
on it. That's right. He said, okay, if I bang you.
I stepped on it. I apologize.
Which is a great one. Yeah, yeah, so I don't know what else you... Oh, yeah. That's Steve's, but... I mean, that's one of the all-time great ones. I see. Okay, so the Kawhi Leonard thing is out there, and it's something that it's been rumored for a while. But listen, just know that you know who's. If you want to know who's on top of this first, or at least said they were on top of this first, you know what the radio station has?
Insider sources.
There's an insider here at the station. All right, someone who's
a degenerate gambler.
We don't know if that's the case. I don't know if this is true.
No, he's a degenerate gambler, and I can tell you why. And I won't tell you the amount, because I don't know. But Nick was in here one day, and the gentleman we're about to talk about was just bragging about his betting prowess, his gambling prowess, and babbling about some website and da-da-da-da-da. And then, to prove a point that Nick wasn't even arguing, pulled up his bank account.
What?
How awkward is that moment?
I'll show you how much it went. Look at my bank. Nick didn't bring it up. He didn't say how much money do you have?
No.
Even if someone had challenged me on that, I still wouldn't pull up my bank account to show it to somebody.
No, I really wouldn't pull up my bank account
for any reason.
People.
Right.
No, because all it's gonna do is piss people off. Mm-hmm. Now he had a significant amount of money in it. I mean, not, you know, a few money, but he had it. If that's gambling winnings. He had, and by the way, this guy is like what is it, Dan? Is like a collector? He like runs a collecting business?
Runs a collection department for a law firm, I think.
Yeah, oh. So everything about this guy is shady as hell.
Interesting.
you think so?
Yeah. He's showing people his bank accounts, and then he's a part of a collection department.
Yeah.
He oversees a collection department. In Boston?
Yeah. I need to know what this guy's deal is as far as like being the insider.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that we got to tease this.
Okay, we'll tease it.
Because you'll find out who this insider is.
It's at the station.
I mean, oh boy, is he a degenerate gambler. Just think of degenerate gamblers. There's two of them.
Yeah.
At the radio station.
Okay.
And this guy's one of them.
Okay.
Well, but he also obviously has been calling around, and he's breaking stories for anyone else, and he'll be the first one to tell you.
It's funny because I think that I used his information one time about a Celtics thing.
Yeah, it was the Blake Griffin was definitely coming to the
show. No. It was something else. Tell me that it was this guy that he worked at the station. I thought it was some dude with the Celtics.
Oh, yeah. Like, people like start picking it up, and like writers like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I think he was right in this particular instance, but. There and then his insider information caused friction with another personality here.
Mm.
And it was one thing Twitter's good for. We got in a conversation, what's good about Twitter? And this is one I missed out on that I wish I saw.
Want to stay connected to Boston sports?
Who do you root for?
Connect with Boston's home for sports online. 98.5thesportshub.com.
Toucher.
Is this what you want?
And Rich.
Are you happy now?
Toucher and Rich.
Ah, sick.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what an exciting time.
By the way, what Tommy Heinsohn said about Jason Tatum and Kawhi Leonard, I don't think it's that crazy. Even though he's always, you know, very emphatic about keeping whatever Celtic is here on the roster, I don't think it's horribly crazy to think that you wouldn't want to give up Jason Tatum and a bunch of other stuff. It also depends what else you give up to get Kawhi Leonard. I mean, we don't know what Kawhi Leonard's going to be. You know, I think he's obviously a top 10 player in this league, but that also means that your quest for Anthony Davis is done. Like, you can't do both. And I obviously would much rather have... And you know what? If the Pelicans drop out of the playoff race, which they might, because it is such... Like, by a hair, you're making it into the playoffs in the West, that might change everything. Where are they now? What number are they at now, the Pelicans?
When you take
a look at the West, because I know that there is only like a two-game distance between
New Orleans,
the 10th seed, and like the 4th seed.
Yeah, Utah, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, New Orleans, Denver, and the Clippers are all separated by 3 games, and that's
from insane.
That's from the 4th seed down to 10th.
So the Pelicans are at 8th?
Pelicans are tied with Minnesota for 8th, 1 game in front of Denver and a half a game behind 6th. Place Oklahoma
City. Well, you got to pray that the Pelicans end up not making the playoffs. Because if that's the case, don't you think that changes things as far as the trade is concerned?
No. I think because the other way to look at it, Rich, is we were so close to having home court advantage. All we got to do is add one player. I mean, Cousins isn't back next season. Or if he is, it might be discounted because of the knee injury.
It's a generational player and there's no return you can get that would be worth
it.
He's the first one to speak this year. It was the first time he ever did it, saying that Kevin Garnett, I think, had a point when he's saying, don't waste your youth. And if
you're a game
you got to make a move, make a move.
You're a game out of being home, having a first-round home court
and
game.
And by the way, Kevin Garnett played in Minnesota for quite some time.
And that's what I'm saying. He says he regrets it. That's what he told Anthony Davis.
Yeah, well,
that's the whole point.
I mean, it's...
He said, I wish I would have gone to the Celtics earlier.
That was the quote.
I'll tell you this, is that when Kevin Garnett has a strange way of showing it by going back to Minnesota, and he'll obviously be involved in that organization for the rest of his life. So if it was such a miserable time.
Not that it was miserable, is that he believes his talent was wasted on a team that couldn't win.
All right, well, I mean, I don't know if you're a special player like Anthony Davis and you have the attitude that I'm going to have to go somewhere else to win, then I have a problem with you.
Right. LeBron James.
But that's
it.
Everybody. I mean,
yeah,
that's everybody every special player. Every special
Kevin
player
Durant
tends to shop, set up his own trio of players.
Well, then LeBron James went to Miami and realized that was a mistake, and then he went back to Cleveland and won a championship.
He realized it was a mistake. He won several championships.
No, but he went back to Cleveland because he wanted to go and prove that he could do it on his own.
Well, he did it after he won his championships.
I understand that.
And then you even got Kevin Durant doing the same thing.
LeBron is a loser.
LeBron took a look around and saw that the Miami Heat run was over. And you remember the whole Pat Riley thing.
He wanted to go back to Cleveland.
I think if Miami had another 2 or 3 years in front of them of dominance, he would have stayed.
Fred, name one player in today's NBA that's a superstar other than Russell Westbrook who said, I'm staying where I'm at despite what's around me.
Originally, it was Durant who signed a contract extension with Oklahoma City
but
to begin
other
with.
Other than Russell Westbrook.
His second contract, he left.
Yep.
Well, Carmelo Anthony stayed in New York forever.
Well, he had a contract. He wanted out. He wanted out badly.
He's awful now.
No, but the point is he wanted to leave. The Knicks just couldn't trade him or didn't want to trade him.
Yeah, how long was he in New York before he wanted to leave?
He had a 5-year contract, probably wanted out after 3 years.
Okay, fine. A 5-year contract after how many years was he there? Was Carmelo Anthony in New York for 10 years?
I'll check.
When did he come in from the Nuggets? That's Paul Pierce. Well, Paul Pierce, they got him people around him.
Yeah, but after how long?
But he wanted to leave, and he probably would have left if they didn't surround him by good players.
After how long, though? He was a long-term veteran by the time that all went down.
It's just that's the way the NBA is now. It's like if they don't think they can win, they're going to try to find a team to win on. There's not a lot of... Anthony Davis, his talent is wasted. If they don't make the playoffs, his talent is wasted.
7 years in New York after 8 years in Denver?
Yeah.
7 years in New York... Actually, 7.5 years in New York, 7.5 years in Denver.
So he was 15 years. He was before he went to he cherry picked a team.
Well, he wanted to get out of Denver.
Yeah, and he went to New York that didn't have anybody.
No, they did. They put a super team around him. They got what's his name from Amari Stoudemire, and who was the other guy?
Actually, yeah.
There was one other player. They made a super team around him.
That's not a super team.
Oh, Amari Stoudemire at the time would have been definitely been a member of a super team.
When he went to the Knicks, Stoudemire was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a max player.
It's not a super team.
I think that's what they referred to it as at the time.
Now, it didn't succeed. They really didn't do anything. But Stoudemire got hurt,
but who else was there?
There was a third player, too. I know that it was a super team, they were calling it. at the time. And I forget who that third player was.
I think he wanted to play in New York because he was from the area.
Well, it's part of it, too. And his wife wanted to also be in a the fashion world. That was a big thing.
Is he married to the VJ?
She's married to the... She was on that Basketball Wives, I believe.
Well, that's what you want out of your wife, is to be on some... Peacock the basketball wrestler.
What was her name? It was Lala. That's right.
We're missing the point.
We are. So either way, all I know is that around the station we have...
Insider sources.
There's insider sources just left and right. So 2 days ago, yes, I'm looking at this, on Tuesday, Slam Magazine tweets out an article saying NBA teams are preparing to inquire about the availability of Kawhi Leonard. And our own Dan Lifschitz,
not come on the air.
Won't he come on the air? Why will he not come on the air?
Just says he can't.
Oh.
He's at work. He's collecting.
He's an insider.
I'm sure it's
in that boiler room with a hot poker.
Is his cover blown being the insider?
I'm sure that he's really going at it. He's pouring over the books right now.
This is all stuff that's on Twitter. He put it out there. Like, I mean, this is interesting to me.
All right. So anyway.
All right. So that article gets put out there.
The fact that we called him a degenerate gambler.
Well, I did not say that. That's something I'm not even aware of. I do know, however, that
he showed Nick his bank account.
Well, according to Nick, he did. I do want to know about that. Just can you ask Dan? Call him. I know he can't come on the air. Ask him, why did you show Nick your bank account? Like, why would you do that?
I'll tell you this. Take me to court. If you're showing someone your bank account based on your wagering winnings, I'm saying that that's someone who's got a slight problem with gambling.
That still makes like no sense because you say, well, maybe you started with twice that. Like, how is this any kind of indication?
It's been a very good 2 months. All right, we're wasting time. Okay. All right, what do we got going on?
So Dan Lifschitz puts, we had this weeks ago, and one of those emojis like, whatever. And so then it continues. He says, I've tried to be upfront with you guys as much as I can about the Kawhi situation. This is coming from Dan. Feel like I've been giving you guys some good intel. I may have something else to pass along soon. I suggest listening to what is being said. It's very similar to the Kyrie front. And then he's got the emoji eyes.
Insider sources.
He says, by the way, if you still think I make up blank after this, I don't know what to tell you. Just unfollow. He said, well,
I can't
unfollow. I need to know what's going to happen next.
You're teasing me.
So him and Jay Stu start going back and forth, and Jay Stu says, I think Dan Lifschitz has set the NBA Twitter world on fire.
Just like I went into the fireplace and peed on it.
What is this? Kitty litter, James Stewart?
Well, why would you do that?
Yeah, to make it smell like ammonia.
I don't know why you would do that. Just to make it smell like ammonia?
All the places you could have gone.
Yeah, well, I go where I want, when I want. Crap head.
Okay, like most
so
cats.
Use the rest all the time?
Dig, cover.
Okay.
The only insider I know is my feces. You're inside the litter box. Clean it.
Okay.
Get down. No, use a scoop. Don't toss it.
All right, Kitty Litter, Jim Stewart. Don't toss it.
Really?
Don't throw it away.
You don't want to
really?
Do that?
You want to keep it.
Dig your hand in it. Really get in there.
All right.
It's kind of gross.
Kitty Litter, Jim Stewart,
what
do you
think? Yeah, it's gross. Treat it like gold, slave.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think of
sadomasochistic?
I want wet food.
Oh.
I want to hear the can opener.
Oh.
And run down.
I see.
Okay. I mean, because that drives you crazy, the wet food. That's like the siren song when you're upstairs. You can be in any room and you just hear that the can opener and you're all set.
Yeah, it's from the 70s and people have electric can openers. And then I run down and I go, what's doing?
Right.
Better have some food in the effing bowl or I'll eat what's on the counter.
Okay, all right. Well, makes sense. You'll pee on the bread box.
No, maybe. Fireplace. Weren't you paying attention?
Well, everywhere.
Okay.
Marking your territory, Kitty Litter James.
On the couch. Whoopsies. Put your head in it.
What?
You got your head in my urine.
What?
I peed on the couch.
So,
whoopsie-daisy. You thought that you spilled something, but it's really my pee.
Are you angry at somebody? Did somebody at the house do something to you?
I got a chip on my shoulder.
Okay.
Angry this morning, apparently.
Huh?
You seem a little angry this morning.
Yeah, I'll flee.
Okay, well, what did your owners do that made you upset?
I don't know.
toss me around.
they messed up your head with a little laser zapper.
They got some stupid bastard kid that comes around and picks me up. Put me down, stupid.
Look, Kitty Lear Jace, to a light, a red light.
Yeah, I ain't falling for that one. Give me some catnip.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to get high.
Okay.
Okay. Don't turn around. There's a pickle behind you.
Yeah. Try it on someone else.
Sucker.
I found your vibrator.
What?
Where?
Did you jump?
Next to the bed.
Oh, okay. Did you jump?
No, I used it as a self-pet.
Okay. I don't even know where to go after this. Done deal, Dan.
Nick just started. You have a bunch of dildos under the bed.
Oh, really? It's been a good morning for you.
Well, I mean, you would know.
I'm going to drag them out so your mom finds them.
Okay, well, that's not a nice thing to do, Kitty Lear and James Stewart. That's not a nice thing to do. It's got to be embarrassing for your owners.
Yeah, they're coming over. Okay. All right. Happy birthday, you son of a bitch.
Kitty Lear, James Stewart finding all sorts of strange things.
Your sex toys, everything embarrassing.
Okay, all right.
I found that hustler between the mattress and the box spring. Okay. And I opened it up to a weird page.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Oh, somebody said, Dan's saying he never said he wouldn't come on the air.
No, he's on hold.
Oh, he's on hold right now.
Okay. Yeah, but you have to give us some more backstory.
Oh, I thought it was to come in. Okay, so he's been fighting with people on Twitter, and Jay Stu has kind of set the whole thing afire. And some of the things he's been saying is, so as he goes by, people are saying, can you prove all of this? And he's laughing. He goes, right, I wasn't 3 to 4 weeks ahead of this story. Nope, those tweets are just pure guesses. And then laughing emojis. He continues to go on about Jalen Rose, I guess, came out and said something about it. And he's very upset that he is not the one that is getting the credit for all this. People are saying, you're serious, you have no credibility. And he goes, right, I have no idea. Just breaking stories left and right and been on this Kawhi story for 3 weeks ahead of others. But apparently I have no idea.
Yeah.
Boom!
All right, so he's blowing people's minds. Mm-hmm. Dan Lifschatz is at his collection agency. And he will join us following the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
98.5 Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich. Enjoy football, food, and more with Tom Brady at the Best Buddies Challenge, June 1st and 2nd. Register today at teamtombrady.com. So Dan Lifschatz has broken the news that the Celtics are going to trade for Kawhi Leonard.
I find the other side of Dan Lifschatz to be even more fascinating now that I'm getting more details about his betting. Because somebody just sent me one of his tweets. We have him on the phone now, so we should come up. Somebody said, you don't know anything, you're an idiot. And Lifschatz replied to him and said, yup, know nothing. Just cashing tickets and breaking stories. Try harder.
All right, Dan Lifschatz.
you need to market that. You need
Jimmy
to...
the Greek of our time.
When I read Mike's DM, I thought he said, can you come in? And I was like, I'm on my way to work and I'm driving. So I misread it. That's my fault. I'd love to come on with you guys. Come on.
So done deal, Dan. Is that what it is? It's all about? I'm cashing tickets and breaking stories.
I'm going to coin the phrase and I'm going to give you guys credit, but I'm going to coin the phrase. All right.
Okay. All right. So you are a degenerate gambler, correct?
I mean, define degenerate. I mean, are you betting Korean soccer at 2 a.m.? Then yes, I think you're degenerate. So yes, I'm a degenerate.
Okay, what's the most random thing that you bet on? Honestly, what's the most random thing you bet on?
I honestly don't know. I'm not kidding. I have a bunch of friends I stay up with late when I do like the overnights and bet, you know, like Korean soccer at 2 a.m. I'm not kidding either.
Okay, so what are you always in the black, or do you like, how often do you lose? I mean, like, how good are you at this?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm actually pretty good at it. Like I do very well. So that's why. And by the way, Let me clarify the bank account thing, by the way. I showed Nick because he was asking me how to get money from a book into the bank account. So he's showing him how to do it. using transactions, and I was showing him the transactions. So,
oh, you probably lost Nick immediately.
Okay, yeah,
he couldn't relate that story at all.
Because of the way Nick told it is that you were bragging about how much money you won from your winnings, and you said, check out my bank account, and you just showed him your balance.
No, yeah. Okay, well, Nick, I love you, Nick, but come on, at least be fair to me in the story. No, I was showing him how to move the money to, like, a Bitcoin, you know, place, and then move the Bitcoin to your bank account, label it as whatever, and that's how you do it. So that's kind of like how I was explaining it.
Okay, you seem very upset that you're not getting credit for any Kawhi Leonard stories to the Celtics right now.
Yeah, and Rich, when I'm on Twitter, I'm literally just, like, kidding 99% of the time. But no, I mean, in regards to the Kawhi Leonard thing, first off, I never said he was coming to the Celtics, so come on, Rich, right? Second, what I said was that he was, like, that he's basically been, you know, a little birdie told me that he basically was damaged goods. He didn't want to play. He was scared of playing because he wanted to get the Supermax contract from the Spurs. And so he was scared to step on the court because he basically was scared to get injured in, you know, in fear that he wouldn't get paid. So,
but that speculation's been out there for a long time, though.
No, it hasn't. It's only been out there since Woj put it out there a couple weeks ago.
But you knew before that.
Before that, right. Yeah. And so basically I just go in and make fun of all these guys. You know, they break it and everyone says, oh, you don't know anything. So I just like to have fun and make fun of people on Twitter.
How ironclad are your sources?
I mean, outside of Blake Griffin, which you guys clearly mentioned. I mean, and again, I will gladly take the L on that because that was wrong. But I mean, honestly, I mean, you can ask Jimmy, you can ask a few other guys.
Yeah.
I've been pretty good. Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah, pretty good, right?
Okay,
all right. So you now you're going to your collection agency job.
That's correct.
Are you the guy with the bat?
I wish. I mean, I don't think I have a heavy enough bat there, but yeah.
So,
me just knocking down doors.
Is this a situation where is this the kind of collection agency that actually has to visit people?
No, it's a law firm. It's very easy collection.
That's what they're all called, law firms.
It doesn't mean you don't have to go visit people, Dan.
It's located on a dock.
I'm just going to say. Where is this located again?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Don't worry about it. John's asking dumb questions.
All right. Well, listen, just keep cashing tickets and breaking stories, all right? We'll be following you on Twitter.
Okay, great. Appreciate it, guys.
Done Deal Dan. That's your new name.
Got it. Embracing it.
Okay. All right, there you go, Dan Lifshitz. It's always fun to talk to Dan Lifshitz.
Now you know Dan Lifshitz. You did that thing
yes,
the other
yes,
day.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So you would know him if he was in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
no,
good.
He's always been very kind.
I like Dan Lifshitz. I like him a lot.
No, believe me, he's the kind of guy that whose presence is felt. I that's why I know that he gambles so much. Him and what's his face are the big gamblers. Joe Murray.
Joe Murray. Yeah,
because
yeah.
Joe Murray's funny to listen to on the weekends because he's like...
He'll spend segments of the program.
No, he'll just go, Hall covered.
Should we have a segment like, you know, once a week gambling talk? Just have the two of them in here for 10 minutes?
10 minutes?
Okay. Gambling talk.
He bets Korean soccer in the middle of the night.
That's what you know.
There aren't many people that admit to that, by the way.
No. I would imagine he doesn't have a family.
Respect for that.
Yeah, but he showed Nick his bank account, but Nick, of course, couldn't relay that story properly.
Well, Nick right now is just relaying audio from Fenway, so we're going to hopefully hear what he has to say.
And Mike just gave me a look that it's not the greatest.
I just said, what did he have to say? And Dan, what did you just say to my headphones?
Oh, no.
Oof.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We have to play it because it's
so bad.
Well, it just ties everything in from earlier in the show.
Okay,
so he was supposed to be panicking. Here at
6. It ties everything.
Okay, so he's panicking out there trying to get audio right away.
I've sent two more. So he's now sent a total of four. So I forwarded to Mike.
All right.
So there's two more.
Okay.
All right.
So is that all Jay Stu had for him? Was just that one thing?
They were going back and forth about the sources, and then everyone else started jumping in about like what's going on, and that's when he was like, "Yeah, so I'm wrong. I'm cashing checks. I'm cashing tickets and breaking stories."
A little birdie told me something, so I ate it and presented it to my owner. Here's a gift: a dead bluebird. It's filled with maggots.
Okay, Kenny Litter, James Stewart. That sounds like a gross gift.
It's been dead for a while.
It sounds like a gross gift.
Says you.
Yes, I would not enjoy that.
Well, you better not get the parakeet. Looks like a turkey like to me. Got a pie cool. Pie cooling on the windowsill. I'm going to eat it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like you have a lot on your plate today there, Kitty Litter James Stewart.
Yeah, not enough.
Okay. All right. No. It's never enough.
It's time to skedaddle.
Okay. All right.
Getting the hell out of it.
All right, see you.
I'm booking it out of Dodge.
Okay.
Going to hide again?
Sorry. All right, so maybe we can hear some of this stuff. Danny Ainge is going to join us at 9 o'clock. The failures of Nick Jermelli as he panics, running late to Fenway Park could maybe be listened to as well. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Danny Ainge is going to join us at 9 o'clock. But first, intern Nick was sent out to Fenway Park. He was supposed to be there at 6 to do a bit for us. He did not show up until 8 o'clock, obviously in a panic, apparently. He went out and tried to do this bit, and it's so terrible.
We have not heard it. We're being told, but
Mike Lockhart said it's so terrible that we have to play it.
Okay, because someone in a state of panic. He knew that he was supposed to be doing this at like 6 o'clock,
and it would have worked, and he could have talked to many, many people and kind of vetted the people that were going to work.
Right, because you have a little bit of a luxury if you have plenty of time on your hands, because you can interview 10 people, and if only one of them is good, you send the one. But because he was crunched for time, he's just like, all right, here's what we got, and sent it in.
That's what I've been left to understand. Yeah. Right? So here is intern Nick failing miserably at a bit.
I'd like to hear this.
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
So where are we right now?
We're by Gate C at Fenway.
Okay, and you're the first person in line?
Yes.
Sorry. Why are you here so early?
This is not the bit. this is nothing to do with the bit.
You got the word "why" wrong. Like he had to stumble over the word "why."
It's a silly bit. It's like Letterman-esque, but it's supposed to be a series of like 45-second conversations. And he obviously got drunk last night. There's no question.
Why are you here so early?
Because just every year we go out, we just want to be the first ones in the park. We want to be just, it's kind of like our New Year's Eve. Like, this is what we celebrate every year.
Okay, perfectly reasonable. Mm-hmm. Now, Nick, where's the comedy in this? I actually understand staying out all night. If it's what you and your friends do, and it's like a party.
And he called us in, and apparently this is the one day a year that they see each other. And it's just something they've always done. You're like, all right, fine. Still weird that you would get there that early when you don't have to. But
but it's the fun. The fun of being out. Yes,
I understand.
But it's so cold out. How cold do you think it is?
Like probably 28.
can you describe what you're wearing right now?
Not part of the bit.
Layers of bunch of stuff and a sock jacket.
Yeah, it looks like Jack Frost was nipping at your nose. So tell me about your day. You're just going to stay in line or not even going to...
None of this is the bit. None of this is the bit.
It's just the sound of panic.
None of this is the bit.
I have to send this audio.
He's doing things that aren't. It could not have been an easier bit. You go, hey, so you're out here in line. It's so dumb, but whatever.
It was like sitting there like, must email audio.
The bit is supposed to be, like, stupid. Like, you go out there and you go, hey, what are you out here in line? And they go, yeah. And you go, it's pretty cold.
Did you bring a
thermos full of chicken soup? No? Hey, you're going to freeze your Bojangles off out here.
Mike just said he sent more audio. It's just all white noise.
Okay, well,
the entire clip is just white noise.
Okay, all right.
It's complete panic.
So tell me about your day. You're just going to stay in line or not even going to hit the bar or anything like that?
Nope, just stay in line.
You know what? All this cold weather and stuff, you're going to freeze your Bojangles off. You're going to freeze your Bojangles off. You know that?
My Bojangles are already frozen.
Baseball more... You know what? Baseball more like snowballs. Am
okay,
I right?
So two lines. You had to start over. It's like the car kind of stalling out, then starting again.
This makes Adolfo look like Howard Stern.
I think he's in a panic, and you can hear it in his voice. Gotta say,
he should have just not gone.
I just have to say, well, I mean, you can't not go.
Well, we told him yesterday you don't have to go.
Because he said he was going to go. He had to go. He wakes up this morning like he's supposed to be there.
I mean, you're better off not going than doing this.
I just got text as I'm pissed.
What, Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I'm done. Uh-oh, Nick, don't be pissed.
He's pissed. Probably pissed that he overslept.
Well, stop texting during the show, stupid.
I screwed that one up. Did you bring a nice warm thermos with soup?
Oh boy,
soup! Yes, hot chicken noodle.
You got soup?
Hot chicken noodle.
I think Frosty the Snowman is going to hit a home run today. Am I right?
Yes.
Hope the Red Sox are wearing long johns. Am I right?
Now the weather's going to be really cold.
You know, I wish Tampa Bay would bring some of their Rays here. You get it?
I get it.
Because they're called Tampa Bay Rays.
Only devil.
How much drinking are you going to do today?
Okay, significant amount.
So Nick is...
No, let it ride.
You're going to freeze your Bojangles off. You know that, right?
I know that, and I accept it.
You accept it?
I accept it.
David Price, he gets to start today, right?
He does.
I pay a nice price for some... I pay a nice price for some more for some warm galoshes.
Galoshes are warm?
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, that is awful.
So, someone says that we have to call his father to get a review of what he just did.
My name is Mark Chimel.
He's reviewed everybody else. He has not reviewed his own son's work.
Yeah, well, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. All right, let's not waste any more time. Danny Ainge is going to be joining us. No commercials here, just the headlines.